New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, good people? Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. Obviously, I'm coming from a secret location, but we are the Old School crew coming at you live, courtesy of the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Madden, 168th and Maple, up there in the O. DP, my good friend, good fella, live in effect there at the Mecca Sports Radio, 1040 O Street, the Ticket, like we like to call it. The Ticket, or if you're from DC, the Ticket. if you know the lingo, which I don't think a lot of people in the great state of Nebraska know the lingo, but they can catch us on all the streaming channel or streaming devices, along with the app 937 The Ticket. Get it in your Android, which I won't say who. Somebody, one of us has an Android. Hey, DP, I
got all the way under story. The bus, all the way from the right from the jump, right under the bus.
Hey, man, I was traveling yesterday, man, and these two dudes must have been traveling for business. And one dude was going off, and he's like, "Man, I told you to get rid of that Android." And all I could think about is you.
Listen, I like my Android. I know how to use it. I don't have to do an extra. I don't have to be extra for other people. I like my Android. I can't get people here to use technology. So, look, I would get Apple just in time. I would get the next new thing and nobody would catch up. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, man, he stood on business, though. He stood on business on his Android, but which is all good. But DP, big news last night. Obviously, the college football playoff rankings came out last night with a couple surprises. Obviously, we'll get into who would play who, and obviously, the big news is obviously Georgia is on the outside looking in if it started today or this weekend, which is tricky because when you look at the ranking, they're still 12, but they actually are 13 when you think of which is Boise State would be the group of five that gets in. But more importantly, let's look at those pesky Indiana Hoosiers, 10-0. There's no more are they good, are they for real, or schedule. Yes, they've probably had timing situations as far as who they played, when they played them. But ultimately, they've answered every bell, per se. And I want to get your opinion on this. And it's you want to tip your cap to Cignetti, at least in my opinion. What does it say about a team, DP, that can – blow teams out like out of 77-0, turn around and then obviously their first two tests on national TV, answer the bell against Nebraska, face the next week a test with their quarterback out and decide to run it 26 plays or 26 out of the 29 plays in the second half, and then beat you up with bully ball, and then the last game obviously with Michigan, which Michigan is obviously not the one of last year, but ultimately Michigan and their running attack, you would think with their defense and running attack, they would probably be the ultimate kryptonite for them. And Indiana found another way to win when they didn't play good. And I think that's the most important thing. They didn't play good, but found a way to win.
Yeah, I'm standing on business that the three best teams in the country, probably the four best teams in the country, are all undefeated, and for a variety of reasons, and whatever ranking and seeding, and I think it's more seeding than ranking, right? Than that favoritism. Like I did a call in Atlanta today, and it really hit me. Okay, this is a popularity contest. This is not about work done. This is a popularity contest. But the reality is, Oregon's the number one team in the country at 10-0. Indiana's the number two team in the country at 10-0. Like, we can talk about BYU is the number three team in the country at 9-0. I'm not giving credit for things that you haven't done. I'm only giving you credit for things that you have. And Army is 9-0. And listen, they have their playoff game, play-in game against Notre Dame coming up. Deservedly so. But here's the thing. Notre Dame has already lost to a team less than Army. They already have. So the flaw, the pimple already exists. So the top four teams in the country, and then everybody else is a popularity contest. The four teams that have remained undefeated, if the playoffs started tomorrow, have earned the right to be those top four seeds, and everybody else falls in line because you haven't done the job. Like, we still don't know. We don't know who the best SEC team is. We don't know. We still aren't sure. Like, we can have the discussion. Tell me if you think that Miami, after losing a game that they absolutely should have won, is a better team than SMU. SMU only losing to, by my popularity contest, the number three ranked team in the country and the only undefeated team in a six-point loss against BYU. Which loss is more credible? The undefeated team or the 5-4 Northern Illinois team? Like, it's silliness out loud to say, and I get that it gets these conversations going, but I want to give credibility to, or at least consideration to, a BYU team that's figured out a lot of, listen, if they were ever going to crap the bed, it was Saturday night, and they figured out a way to gut through and play through and plow through, even against a down season Utah team. A rivalry game matters, and they figured out a way to get a win. So Penn State, hey, you are who you are. We're still not sure, right? We're still not sure, right?
We know who they are. We know exactly who Penn State is. James Franklin and Penn State are going to Penn State and James Franklin. You know, the one thing about BYU, you know, I think that the pressure really built for BYU and Indiana after those upsets earlier in the day. And the reason why I say that is as a player and as a coach, you know, you see some teams, Miami, right? Which, you know, Georgia Tech got lucky last year. That was a coaching era 101 by Mario Cristobal. Definitely Miami was coming in on the high. And then, you know, Georgia Tech had lost their luster after, you know, beating the brakes off of Florida State, which seems like 2 years ago. But ultimately, Miami didn't play well. But you see that, and you gets in your mind, what if, right? And you think about, let's think about BYU going on the road to Salt Lake City after watching Miami go on the road at Georgia Tech, which is obviously Atlanta, and see some of those, you know, I guess demons or whatever, and then have to go out there and play against a team, no matter what Utah's record was or was going into that game or is going into that game in the future. And it goes the same for BYU if the roles were reversed. You know, it's going to come down to the very last possession, which it did. So to find a way to win, this isn't the first time, but this has really, really had their backs against the wall where they had to drive literally length of the field. And obviously you have a walk-off field goal to win. We'll pay dividends, but it lets you know that BYU is for real. They've played a better schedule than people give them credit for. You know, they beat the living breaks off of Kansas State, which you thought that, okay, that was their first introduction to the Big 12, right? I mean, they beat the brakes off of Kansas State. Obviously, they won last week against Utah, and they beat SMU. So they have answered every bell, alike in Indiana. You know, I'm in agreement with you. Right now, it doesn't hurt any of those teams to be, you know, whatever, 1-2 and 3 and, you know, 4 if you want to throw Army in there. And then everybody else has to figure it out after that. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, I was thinking about this when I sent Austin the, you know, the rundown. I was like, you know, before the season, when the, with the playoff, there's like, oh, strength of schedule matters. So you got to have a really good strength of schedule or a strong schedule just in case you have a hiccup earlier in the season, you know, i.e. say Ohio State. Well, now we know that doesn't matter. Now we don't know it doesn't matter because strength of schedule, if we're playing by those rules, right? Both, and we let's look at Georgia. They do not look as dominant as they should or, you know, as they could when you have a first-round quarterback and some pretty, you know, supposedly pretty good receivers coming back in a dominant defense. But both of their losses are on the road to Texas and to Ole Miss. Both teams in there. And now they have to play Tennessee this following weekend. You talk about strength of schedule. We usually look at strength of schedule when a coach is on the hot seat, i.e. Billy Napier. Right? We think about that. And that seat cooled down real quick. But when you think about it, you know, the strength of schedule isn't as important. The biggest thing is style points and where you get the, like DP says, the popularity contest at the beginning of the season. That's what gives you a little bit of leeway. So if you have a good, like I would say a marketing, you know, win the offseason and you get in and say top 20, you know, I'm thinking kind of in the back of my head, you know, obviously Nebraska or these teams, you know, Georgia and them are always going to be up there. You're essentially one or two losses, you know, obviously everything being equal to everybody else across the nation. You have that cushion versus the schedule. You know, playing a hard schedule isn't as advantageous as they sold it, you know, pre the, you know, the college football playoff for the 12-team playoff. It'd be interesting if they make adjustments, if they have some sort of separate point system, ranking system, or how they do it, or readjust it as you get closer to the final, you know, 12 that gets in, and or in the future, you know, 14 to 16.
Strength of schedule is a secondary criteria. It shouldn't be primary, right? You're not putting someone in because they played a tough schedule. It should come down to wins and losses, and then if you're deciding between, you know, a couple 10-2 teams for that last spot, you can rely on strength of schedule as one criteria, maybe not the end-all be-all, right? If you're trying to figure out why does this 11-1 team get to host as the 8 seed, why does this 11-1 team have to go on the road as a 10 seed, that's where strength of schedule comes in. But, I mean, Georgia has the potential to finish 10-2. Georgia has the potential to finish, you know, 9-3, 8-4. Their schedule is off the charts, crazy tough. We talked about Florida's. Georgia's kind of the same way. People would want Georgia in there, right? They're a good team. They have a couple of those really quality wins. But at some point, you've lost too many games. You've lost your chance.
Right.
Sorry. You know, strength of schedule shouldn't be able to save them.
Right, but that's the way they sold it. If you play a strong, you know, schedule during the season, it means more kudos. We've seen it in the previous years when they've picked teams. You know, at first when this...
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Whole, you know, college football playoffs, one of the four teams that came style points, right? What was it? One, you know, I think it might have been Ohio State or somebody's like, oh, we got to beat so and so by so many points. So you kind of stay on schedule, you know, as far as the style points. Then it became strength of schedule. That was a big selling point to keep it competitive during the season, making sure that the games during the regular season were worthy of being on TV and then obviously into the rankings. And so obviously too many losses, of course, Austin, but they sold it as if it came down to, let's just say, I guess the product, let's just say Notre Dame, right? On a regular year where Navy and Army, you know, haven't been having.
We've lost him. He's gone into the black hole.
Dang.
He's gone into it.
He was on a roll,
too. He froze up. Yeah, he'll figure it out. Here's where I am with it, Austin, and it frustrates me. One, as a coach, that most coaches, most players don't control their location, their competition, their schedule. Mm-hmm. Most coaches don't. Some athletic director, some regent, some commissioner, some national organization. If you want to do this, and again, this is, go with me here. I know my brain works differently, but if the NCAA or whatever faction you're now going to put in charge isn't going to line up the conferences, everybody can pick their own conference, you've really ruined the whole process.
Kind of lost the game.
Can you imagine the NBA saying, hey, everybody, tomorrow you can be in whatever conference you want. You can play whoever you want twice or three times or whatever the number is. Imagine saying that in the NFL. Woo. That, hey, you get to line up with whoever. Because mind you, as far as I recognize, in all of my entire life, Washington, D.C. and Dallas, Texas are not in the same proximity. They're not in the same area. So you can make whatever schedule you want. And then say, okay, now it's fair and balanced. Now, you have to get good within that conference. Mm-hmm. And you have to get good within your schedule. But any schedule that's sent to the league and confirmed by the league has the same weight and value in the league. That should be listen, don't tell me about how good the SEC is. If the SEC only picks who it wants to be in, oh, it's a private club. Oh, I need to be beholden to your membership. Wow, that's fair. That makes perfect sense, right? And it certainly hurts Nebraska that if Nebraska could pick its business partners from a financial standpoint, from a logical standpoint, from a geographical standpoint, we can name 15 universities, Power 5 universities in the near vicinity that you could do really good business with. Everybody would make more money, easier recruiting, easier business. But no, you don't want to do that. You want it to be this nonsensical chaos that exists every year, and now you've expanded it from four teams to 12. Yippee, it's still the same chaos and same mess. It really is the same nonsense, and they could fix it. You could say to Notre Dame, Texter asked the question, how is Notre Dame in the, because you've allowed, they've been your favorite. They've been mom's favorite since the beginning of time. We fully understand that Notre Dame, the rules that apply to Nebraska do not apply to the University of Notre Dame. They never have, never will. Mm-hmm. And to tell me that we put a greater burden on the military academies who play, who recruit from an entirely different pool and an entirely different purpose, but play that line up and match up and play all the same, that you're going to give to the guys who are going through and learning how to fly planes and man ships while playing football, you're putting the same responsibility on the people, the party boys from Georgia and the party boys from West Point. That doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. But for the sake of this discussion and for the sake of our sanity, we just accept this nonsense. We accept it. Austin, it doesn't make sense.
Except that it's been the way it's always been, right? Well, but it was nonsense to begin with. We just haven't changed it, right?
But again, you know how my brain works.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it's always been.
Right.
Always been my go button.
I know. Maybe I said it for a reason.
That's always my go button. Yeah. That a real smart person and a sound business person is going to come along and say, "Hey, listen. Hey, listen.
Let's do better."
Right. That. If everybody from Florida and Texas and California who have, what are they, 18 D1 programs in Texas?
So many.
Right? 15 in California. Okay, there's the West. California, Oregon, Washington, right? We can go to the Midwest and take what was the Big Ten and the idea and concept of the Big Ten and the Big 12, right? Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back to Big 12. It's the Big 20, but we're cool with that, right? We're cool with that. And then, hey, there's a Big West 20. Right? That you can go through and say, you know what? Utah, BYU, Colorado, y'all figure out in the middle of the country what you're going to do. You're all going to travel better. You're all going to recruit better. You can play against each other. You can in every sport because it makes sense. Culturally, climate-wise, monetarily, we can do all those things in equal space. Hey, all of you Southern boys, remember the old Southwest Conference? Hey, there was a reason. If 8 conferences are necessary, 12 conferences are necessary. If they're necessary, I'm fine with it. And Nebraska would have a legitimate chance to be who it claims it wants to be by playing against like schools, like communities, like athletes. And then you can recruit outside of it and go, hey, California, can we have your number 20 ranked quarterback? maybe. Hey, Texas.
Our number 13 offensive line.
Right. Hey, Texas, you know, like we're still going to recruit, but at least we're going to control home. And that when we have these nonsensical discussions about playoffs and bowls and all these things, wouldn't it make more sense if it was fair and balanced to begin with?
It would, except fair and balanced looks different places, right? Because I think that Florida, Texas, California would try even harder to keep their athletes home. I think that people would say that those athletes are, there's more of them. There's more population base to pull from. So there is what some people would call a talent advantage there, right? Probably a little bit more money on the coast. So it's not
why
all fair.
Why is there a talent advantage? Just population?
Maybe, well, it's just a bigger sample. It doesn't seem
to land in wrestling. It doesn't land
in... Well, again, it's different sports, right? Where are you pulling from? What are you coaching them for?
If we're going to say the big boy sport, let's talk volleyball, women's volleyball. All right, tell me why Nebraska has figured out how to recruit, develop, and keep some of the most talented volleyball players, female volleyball players in the country. You know why? People at the top of the program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Hey, listen. Everybody sees it, and no matter what coast you're on, you saw 92,000 in Memorial Stadium. Everybody else could have filled their stadium.
Didn't.
You sure could have. You didn't. You got outworked. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Nebraska deserves all the perks and benefits of outworking, outthinking, and outprocessing everybody else when it comes to women's volleyball. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to ask the question about basketball, about wrestling, why you haven't done it, but somehow Mark Manning has figured out how to, and again, we had this conversation yesterday, without going to pull a pool of transfers, simply knowing who you are and how you process what talent is going to work in your program, they maintain a rock solid spot in the top 5 in the country. Mm-hmm. Penn State, listen, there aren't many commonalities between Penn State and Nebraska, except when you figure out what your personality profile is. And I think Penn State athletically has to accept that Joe Paterno is in the very same space, in a coaching elite space, right? Alabama has to now accept that Nick Saban's not walking back in the door. Right. Joe Paterno day, it's done. Coach Tom Osborne, hey, listen, it's going to take – we haven't found a human being with the feet big enough and the heart and head big enough to walk in his shoes. So you better figure out who you are. Penn State, you're mad you're not Joe Paterno's Nittany Lions? Hey, man, didn't Nebraska have that conversation post-Coach Osborne? You've lost one game and you're in the top 10 and you're complaining.
You're mad.
You're mad because you can't beat the number. Hey, man, you're much closer than everybody else. Be happy about that. And through all of this, when you rank Penn State, give them credit for beating everybody except a top 5 program. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a horrible thing. Penn State, what are you doing? Don't tell me we are Penn State, except for that means we get to pout and poop, you know, make a sad face. Grow up already. And all of these programs. Indiana didn't care about all the blue bloods. Mm-hmm. They didn't care. Cincinnati said, I don't care. I don't care about the reputation of Oregon. I don't care about Michigan. I don't care about Ohio State. I don't care about Penn State. All of y'all can come get these hands.
And 10 people have so far.
And everybody catching hands and trying to figure out, right? Army's undefeated. Navy, one loss, two losses. Hey, if you can win with Navy talent, you can win with Nebraska talent. You're just not. And you can say all the things you want about balance and fairness and equity. The reality is the results tell the truth. They tell the truth. And so this ranking thing, Austin, I say it. The four undefeated teams deserve more credit than everybody else for work actually done. Listen, okay, you got the pretty girl, you got the SEC pretty girls at the football game. Okay, cool. But I'm not giving you points in the poll, even though you've lost twice. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I don't care, Ole Miss. I don't care about Hottie Toddy. Army's had a better season so far. BYU's having a better season so far. Indiana is having a better season so far. And it's so far. It'll play out, but give them credit for what they've done and stop giving people credit for stuff they haven't done.
Works for me.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to go on a rant.
My bad. I think we got Jay back. Let's go to break and bring him back in.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.